David Rockefeller, banker, philanthropist, and summer resident of Seal Harbor on Mount Desert Island, died today, just a few months shy of his 102nd birthday. The Rockefeller family helped establish Acadia National Park and made an additional land donation 2 years ago. Patty White has more.
To mark his 100th birthday in 2015, David Rockefeller donated 1,000 acres of land adjacent to Acadia National Park to the Mount Desert Island and Garden Preserve. At the time, Rockefeller said he was compelled by his personal connection to the area.
I realized that Seal Harbor, maybe more than any other location that I can think of in the world, has been important to me since I first came here when I was 3 months old in my parents' hands.
That gift continued the legacy of his father, John D. Rockefeller, who financed and donated about 50 miles of carriage roads that weave around Acadia. It was during David Rockefeller's time in Maine that he developed an interest in the natural world, specifically, as he told Charlie Rose in this 2002 interview, beetles. Rockefeller eventually collected more than 100,000 specimens.
Collecting beetles?
Yes.
Well, I spent a summer studying nature study. Actually, Henry Ford II was in the same little group up in Maine.
But Rockefeller is best known for his roles as chief executive of Chase Manhattan Bank and as a philanthropist, which he discussed with Rose.
There are many things that I could have done better and might have done differently, but I think that on the whole, I've been able to use what was given to me in terms of very substantial wealth in a way that I think has been beneficial to society.
David Rockefeller died of congestive heart failure Monday at his home in New York. He was 101 years old. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.